Do you like this? Do you like this picture? Is this your favorite picture?
And my husband's favorite.
And your husband's favorite. Is it? Really?
It's taken last year.
You guys look really good in this. No, I mean, and you still look good today. You still look good today. Nothing's changed. Thank you. Actually, you wanna talk us through this picture? Who are these people? Is that your son on the far left?
Yes, that's my youngest son.
That's your youngest son. He's a good looking guy. He's a good looking guy. No, that's Alan, right? Alan.
My husband.
He's actually in person. You can actually see him yourself if you want. That's your husband. How long have you guys been married?
30 years.
Wow, that is amazing. Some of these kids are only like 18. They can't even count up to 30. 30 years. 30 years.
Just
hey, can I ask you a question?
Yes, definitely.
As a married couple who have been able to slog it through for 30 years, is there any advice you would give? Us collectively, not just me.
I think to just keep going, to communicate, and just keep going through the difficult times.
See, that's amazing, right? Actually, it's just don't give up.
Yeah, don't give up, definitely.
I guess that's one of the things, because I guess nowadays everyone's just so much quicker to say, like,
yeah,
I'm giving it.
Seems too easy today for people just to give up on a small thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, just don't give up, because life is hard. And yeah. The road is very bumpy, so if you want to stay with a person, if you make a commitment to a person, then yes, it's just keep going.
Wow, just that's amazing. I think that's
keep trying.
That in itself, I think we don't hear that enough today. Is like just persevere, keep going, even if it's tough. Don't give up. Who are these lovely people next to you?
So standing next to me is Sam, my eldest daughter, and she's married to Mike on the end. And then my youngest daughter is Christina, and she's standing next to Sam.
And this was taken last year?
It was taken last year at a friend's wedding in Oxford. So we were in Oxford on that day in the university.
Looks nice. A very, very, very happy time.
Yeah.
I'm going to just adjust this mic slightly so that we can kind of like, don't be afraid. You want to speak into this.
I am getting better.
You are getting better. And you'll be
I'm not
awesome.
Shaking as much today.
You're not shaking as much today. We'll keep it light and loose. You'll be fine.
Oops.
You happy? Funny thing is, the closer I move this mic to her, the further she gets back. And if I do this enough, she will. It's like walking the plank. She's just gonna fall off. Me as a, you know. Don't do that.
Thank
what
you.
I'm gonna do is I'm gonna put this here. Now you feel threatened and behind you, and so you have no place to run.
Now I'm enclosed. Yes.
Now you are. Now you're.
No,
enclosed.
I feel
now
better
stand
now.
Here. Just
now, okay, Sue. So this is the third time now we've done this, right?
This is the third time.
And so if you guys don't know, Sue has been doing a counseling course. You want to tell us a little bit about that counseling course?
Yes, God called me to do a counseling course. It took quite a few years for me to be obedient. And when he did, everything fell into place. My whole life fell into place as well. And I've been so blessed by everybody here. Thank you for supporting me through the course, which was one of my main concerns that stopped me, because I can't afford to do the course by myself. So, but God has provided all the way along from different people, and from especially from people in church.
I remember when you first started, you're like, well, I think I'm just going to do just like the year, right? And it was like, I'm just going to start with the year. And it's like going back to school, you had essays. And
yes, like, so I haven't been to school for 30 years.
Wait, is it Alan's fault that you... Because around the same time, the education... No, I get it. Yeah,
no,
happens.
Actually, you know, my dad forced me to leave school, which is why I didn't progress with any... my dad forced me to leave school when I was doing A-levels, so my education stopped then, just as I started my A-levels. So,
really?
Yeah, and I married my husband when I was 19, so it's about 30 years since when I started, since I...
Yeah. So that meant this jump into doing counseling must have been a huge...
It was quite scary.
It's quite scary, right?
It's quite scary to have to be that committed to reading and learning. And I was really afraid that I wouldn't be able to. Even though, because when I was growing up as well, I didn't go to school very much.
Yeah.
So I was quite afraid that... It's not that I know that I'm capable.
Yeah.
It's just that I was afraid because last time I didn't have a good learning when I was at school due to family circumstances. So It's really exciting.
Well, the word on the street is that you actually do really well. Like,
actually, it's all by God's grace.
That's amazing.
I finished level 3 last year in December, and I did get a distinction for that. So
that's amazing. So those of you guys who have been supporting her financially, it's a return on your investment, just an ROI, just to let you know. That's a good thing. So you got a distinction. All the Chinese people are like, yes. Acceptable.
But I did have help from the Holy Spirit, a lot of help from the Holy Spirit.
It's okay. It's not, technically, it's not cheating.
Because I was really busy last year. One of my most amazing years of my whole life.
Really?
With the Holy Spirit and with God and my walk and just my growth. And I was so busy, I didn't have time to do all the reading. So I was fully reliant upon the Holy Spirit when I was actually doing the assignments. So we had 4 assignments, one every 3 months.
Yeah.
And we only had, although we were doing learning during our classes, we only had a small period of time once the assignment was set to hand it back in.
Out of curiosity, what's one of the assignments like?
It's 2,500 words.
Yeah.
But it covers a lot of things, so it has to be very compressed. So
right.
For me, I'm very long-winded.
Yeah.
So I found that extremely hard because explaining things, I always go into too much detail. So having to compress. There's a lot of learning, so the 3 months learning is compressed into 2,500 words,
right,
plus
wow.
extra things that
plus
you do in your own
you
time. Yeah, so it was very challenging for me because I am a long-winded person.
No, I think editing is always our thing. I mean, as a preacher, I like to go on for 3 or 4 hours, which is up to me. But now. You're finished your part 3. Is your
level 3?
Level 3. You finished your level 3, and you're going for the level 4.
Yeah, level 4 is 2 years, and it is way different to level 2 and 3.
What's some of the big differences?
The big difference is it's much more intense. Wow. I have to do 100 hours of placement.
Right.
Now, 100 hours for 2 years doesn't sound a lot, but a lot of time you have no shows and they don't count.
Oh, right.
So it's 100 hours of actual, it's called skilled helper because you can't call yourself a counsellor until after level 4's finished. So it's going to be very challenging, really. And then you have to find your own placements.
Right.
And some placements require you to pay. It starts around £300 for a placement.
My goodness.
Because you then go on a 6-week training with them.
Okay.
So it's going to be very challenging because I will have to give up some work in order to fit everything that I need to do for the course in. And we have an assignment set every 2 weeks over the 2 years.
So it's really, really intense.
Yeah, so it's going
to
be.
And I know you were wondering whether or not to go for the part 4, right?
Yeah, I have been. Same as before I started level 2, is that I've been kind of a bit worried financially, really, because of having to give up work as well. And then it is very intense. And we had some people come and describe what it was like to do level 4, and they've just finished. And it's literally, they just said, well, just be prepared to have no life for 2 years.
So
it's quite a challenge.
Why? Really. Why? Why would you do this to yourself?
But it is God. God is calling me to do this. So, and God has already shown me in level 2 and level 3 the love and support he has and how many doors he's opened and how many things he slotted into place and just my growth and what he's taken me through personally as well and how different my outlook is now. So that fear is not really... It's still there a little bit because obviously I'm same as everybody else. I'm not 100% a confident person, but I know that God will provide because God has provided level 2 and level 3.
Yeah.
And he has provided above and beyond as well.
That's amazing. So, you know, you're saying like just this course and even this past year has been, you know, one of the most amazing years. Can you share any stories about what God's done with you in your life?
The biggest thing is teaching me to be obedient to God and to listen to God and learning through God, taking me through. And most the people who know me will know that my life has not been an easy life. So I've had to go through all of the stages of reliving some of those things in order to get the healing, to order to, if you need healing in order to help other people. So it's, that's been the biggest thing, is learning to listen to God, to be more obedient, and then just letting the Holy Spirit take over and letting go of my life and letting God be my life, if that makes sense. So it's learning to let go of the control that I had over my life and letting God be that control instead.
I guess especially if there's so many wounds or baggage from the past, and then when you carry them forward, it's actually trusting God that not only God, you are there, but God, you have something new. It's amazing. It's really inspiring, because I think for a lot of, especially young people like you, you know, you're in university, even your first job, you think, oh, is this it? Is this the maximum? Is this the rest of my life? And yet, to see you is really an inspiration. It's like, well, actually, you know, even at the young age of 45.
Thank you. I shall correct you.
Yeah, don't correct me. It's fine. It's within the region of 45.
Plus a few more years.
I won't let you do the math of her getting married at 19 and then being married for 30 years. Oh, did I say that out loud? Sorry. immediately, all the Chinese people are like, huh, that really her age then.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, it's just... It's great. I'm sorry. You're going to have to
see
a count.
I'm not ashamed of my age.
Okay, good. Me neither.
Because I'm 50 years
young,
so that's fine.
It's a really amazing...
So
not really,
fine.
It's okay. Oh, it's just stopper. Okay. How much does it cost?
Next 2 years are going to cost in the region of £5,000 to £6,000. Okay. So that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
The course itself is more than double the cost of the course. The course itself is, the last year's price was $3,600 for the 2 years.
Okay.
Then have to have supervision, because every 8 sessions that you counsel, you have to have supervision after that.
Yeah.
So you have to pay for a supervisor. Then you have to be counseled yourself so that you don't take your own baggage into a session with a client. So it's going, and then you have to have insurance as well.
Okay.
You have to start. This time we have to have insurance. So.
Right. This is amazing.
Yeah.
If you guys haven't ever had a chance to speak to Sue or talk with her, it just let you know, it's such a blessing. And when she first started talking about doing this, we're like, you know, you don't even realize it, Sue, but you're probably going to be a really gifted counselor. And especially because there's so much stuff in the past, and seeing how God can bring you forward in that just helps you empathize and bless other people later. So I wanted Sue to share with us today a little bit. One, so that we can take a one-off offering, but actually if you guys want to support her yourself on the side and... saying, you know, actually, Sue, I want to, you know, regularly contribute. I want to bless you in this. Do it. I know it can be challenging for a lot of us, especially when money is tight or worrying. But when I just see how much faith you have to even take this step, it's inspiring. It's inspiring for us. The course, when does that actually start?
Starts again in September.
Starts again in September. Yeah. Are you finished your part three then?
Level 3 finished in, yes, and okay. We are still going as a group,
okay.
Studying different theories, like we're doing Gestalt at the moment, so okay. We're actually, so that we don't lose the 9 months.
Yeah, yeah.
So we can just keep going, really, keep our brains active in the counselling, so, which is a really good thing, so.
Yeah, that's a great thing. Is there anything else you wanted to share, or?
I did want to share, but it's gone. But I have, yesterday, we did, I think God wants me to share the verse that was repeatedly shared yesterday at Kat's wedding, which is 1 Corinthians 13:4-7, which is, love is patient and kind, love is not jealous, or boastful, or proud, or rude. It does not demand its own way, it is not irritable, and it keeps no record of being wronged. It does not rejoice about justice, but rejoices whenever the truth wins out. Love never gives up, never loses faith, and is always hopeful and endures through every circumstance. And I think that love is a very big key word amongst all of us to share with everybody else in the world, not just amongst ourselves, but to share with those that we meet on the street, at work, on the bus or on a train, anywhere really. So I think that this verse is really powerful in that it is really how we should be, you know, trying to react in some circumstances so that we don't get angry and we don't get bitter as well, that we remember that we're not to hold on to things, but we're to let them go. And forgiveness is a very good thing, which is something else that I learned a lot of last year. So
it's amazing.
And also God last year taught me how to receive, because I've previously always only given myself to other people, but last year God taught me how to receive from other people.
Wow.
And it was a massive lesson, because people gave things to me last year, and people blessed me with a holiday and things like that, and it was just all God's timing as well, and everything fell into place. I mean, it was not an easy year last year for my family, but the joy of the Lord, truly, I know the meaning of that. I know that that was my strength last year, and that walk was amazing. So, and last year, God because I was having a period of rebellion, and God took away my ability last year to walk so that he could refocus my mind on what he wanted me to do instead of it being all over the place like it was at that time.
Yeah.
So, and that is so different to other times when God takes away my ability to walk. I mean, sorry, when I'm unable to walk because of my health, that was totally different. It is quite hard to explain how God does take away sometimes just to get you to listen and to be focused enough. But it is very important. I learned that that is very important for me at the moment, because I'm following what God wants me to do for my purpose. So I'm learning about my purpose in God's kingdom. So that was very important lesson that I learned, and, you know, what I was doing wrong and things like that.
It's very much what it says in the Bible, that the Lord disciplines the ones he loves because he wants to teach and he wants to instruct. It's really amazing. So do you mind if we pray for you?
No, that would be nice.
should we pray for Sue? Father, we just thank you so much. Your amazing love and your grace, and it's so encouraging to actually hear someone's journey with you and what that's like, and to really challenge and inspire us, and it really shakes us out of our own bubbles and our own kind of worlds to say, you know, actually, God, is there more of you? Is there more of you to know and to experience and to be part of? Lord, I really pray for your spirit just to continue to refresh and to guide and to teach and to bless Sue and Alan as well, and their family and their relationship. You know, we know this is a big step of faith, and I think one of the most common things families and couples fight about is money. And we know in this thing, it's a leap of faith, and yet you have always provided, and so we trust that you're going to provide again here. But even more so, Lord, will you minister and bless and encourage and empower and strengthen and prepare Sue for the way that she can listen and bless and pour out your love to those who come for counseling, to hear, to share their wounds of their past. We pray that your spirit just continue to lead and guide her. We thank you so much for your amazing love and provision. In Jesus' name we pray.